the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Welcome back to another podcast here with the Next Level Loan Officers. This is the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers anywhere in the universe, which is an amazing statistic. You all are, you're too kind. Thank you. Hey, I'm joined in the studio today by my fellow co-founder, dear friend, Mr. Sean Zalmanoff. Sean, welcome.
Thank you, man. I'm excited for today. I'm excited to learn about our guest's business. He closes a few loans a year and is ready to drop some extreme value for our listeners here today.
Well, that's right. So we always talk about Next Level Loan Officers being an amazing community of like-minded loan officers. And so, you know, one of the things we love to do is put a little spotlight on some of our community members, because not only do they contribute to the rest of our members in terms of just bringing great strategies and ideas, but listen, we're a lot, you know, we don't let uncool people in our group. So we got a lot of great people and we want to proudly talk about them. So let's welcome Ravi Patel to the podcast. Ravi, welcome, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right. So Ravi, you are from Northern Kentucky. We were just chatting about. So listen, one of the first questions we always ask everybody is, you know, give us the kind of the back of the baseball card stats. Like, how long have you been in the business? What company? What does your volume look like? You know, just kind of share a few of your.
I thought we were going to ask him what his college basketball team is, because I'm always curious when somebody is on like the Northern Kentucky border who they root for. But
so I'm originally from Georgia, so I'm a Georgia fan. But a lot of UK fans in this area. So I've been one, thank you guys for having me here. Been in the business. I started originating here in Northern Kentucky summer of 2014. So I think going on 8 years now, right? So moved here from Tennessee, Georgia, got married. My wife's from Wisconsin, and we kind of planted our seeds over here, basically. So started summer of 2014 is when I started originating. So
that's awesome.
Is that when you just got in the business, or were you originating before you moved to Kentucky?
So when I was in Tennessee, when I was going through my master's program, I had to do an internship for a year, and I ended up doing one at a mortgage company. I just kind of fell in love with it. So when I came here, it was just like one of the transitions at this point. So,
we might be the only three people in the country who all have a master's degree in mortgages. That's it. You got one too?
Yeah, funny. it comes handy, I guess you would say. It looks good on the wall. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And so give us a little hit, because I know, like, and don't be shy. This isn't the place to be shy, but dude, you crush it in the mortgage industry. So tell us a little bit about just volume, kind of what that looks like for you.
I've been blessed, obviously, with the support system through referrals and things like that. But last year, I think we closed a little close to about 300 units for $67 million. Mm-hmm. I think 76% of that was purchases. The year before that, when obviously COVID happened and everyone was working from home, we did about the same, about 301 units for like $60 million. Wow. So volume increased, clientele kind of changed a little bit. Always been extremely purchase heavy, just because, again, I didn't have a book of business when I came over here, right? So a lot of my clients are either first-time home buyers or kind of moving up at that point. So
is it safe to assume, because I know everybody listening on this call probably assumes this, it's safe to assume that you close all that business by yourself? Like you do all that. You're a one-man band, no support, no help, just doing it all on your own, app to close, the whole thing?
No, I wouldn't say I don't have support. I have a great team. I got a sales associate on the front end that helps me with, like, you know, collecting documents, reviewing paperwork and stuff like that. But when it comes from licensed loan officer, I recently just hired a licensed loan officer in December. But before that, it was solely me. And yeah, there's a lot of people that think that, oh, hey, you know, the company I work for, they give you leads and things like that. That's not the case. Everything's 100% self-generated. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
So I got a question. Go ahead. We're springtime of 2022. We're just rolling off our mastermind. You know, there's some people that were shaking in their boots about, oh no, it's going to be a challenging year. Ravi, are you scared about this year?
No, not really. I think our mentality and focus is just double down on everything, right? It's all about gaining market share. I think everything that I've learned from 2008 and 2009, the people that kind of came out of it were the ones that focused on their business, doubled down, and actually went after it instead of letting the negativity kind of get in between their ears, right? Because let's just be honest, everything that most of the work that we do is it's literally talking to people, emails, and it's all between the ears, just kind of making sure you focus on the task at hand. So
when you're 76% purchase business last year, that it helps to mitigate those fears too, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know that we've talked to somebody about their fears or successes about this year where the first thing out of their mouth was, it's all about gaining market share. So I think that's really important. Now, we talked a lot about that this last weekend at our mastermind, just getting everybody's heads right. And you're 100% correct on that, Ravi, is that's exactly what this is about, right? Yeah. Like the cream's going to rise to the top. The people who are subpar loan officers or only focused on refinances or just in it to make a quick buck, we're going to see those folks slide off and go find something else because there's not going to be enough. But for guys like you and people who are part of our community, because we talk about this a lot, they're out there taking, right? They're out there taking market share. I'd love to know, man, from your perspective, what are a few things that you're going to do different this year to go claw back some of that market share? What do you guys have in your sights?
You know, my thing is it's from day one since I started originating, you know, my first year I did 17 units, right? So I went from 17 to 30 something, then tripled my business to like 90 units in 2016. And it's just been a gradual progression. So consistency is everything, right? It's consistently showing up, making sure you do the work and you close on time. If not, try to just wow the client and the real estate agent. But what we're doing now, what we rolled out not that long ago, actually, we start rolling out 21-day guarantee clear to close. So within 21 days, we're actually getting the file clear to close, getting into underwriting, closing and everything like that. And then on top of that, my conversations with clients are different now, right? It's not just, hey, my rate's 2.99. Let's lock you in. They're all happy. The market's going to kind of take care of it. It's now talking to clients about appraisal gaps or, hey, look, you know, instead of putting 10% down, let's do 5%. And then running these numbers, educating clients a lot up front, and then having those conversations that agents are going to be having with their clients, but having it at the beginning. So that way the agents aren't just, hey, you know, I'm not focused on the client's best interest. Look, this is how the market is, right? So we're talking about appraisal gaps. We're talking about finance contingencies. We're talking about waiving inspections. We're having all these conversations up front. So trying to ease the agent's workload at this point. So
that's great.
Kellen, have you ever heard a man so humbly talk about tripling his business like it was nothing? Ravi, that was a masterful skill that you just pulled. I've never heard somebody so coolly, oh, I just tripled my business, just incremental growth.
It wasn't easy. I think what happened when I came here, so my wife's from Wisconsin, like I said, and I'm from Tennessee, Georgia, right? So no family, friends. And for a lot of the newer loan officers that have got into the market or thinking about it, like the first thing that I did was like, I might not know everybody, but everybody needs to know me, right? Mm-hmm. So what I started doing was I started doing like third Thursday happy hours, and I would invite everybody. I'm talking about lenders and title companies and everybody, because you know how it is, like back in college when you go to a party, a house party, you find your 2-3 friends and that's who you hang out with, right? But if you're the host of the party, guess what? You're actually talking to everybody. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this third Thursday happy hour. I found a very cost-effective way of doing it, meaning cheap happy hour place that I would sponsor with title companies or insurance agents or whatever. And I did it for almost a year and a half consistently. And that's how I kind of built my name out, right? So the first couple of years were rough. I still have those W-2s framed up to kind of remind me where I came from. But like I said, I've been blessed. A lot of my referral partners, we work with like anywhere from 50 to 60 real estate agents consistently, right? So just kind of monitoring all that and staying on top of them. So
that's great. Yeah. That's great. You know, and I love what you said, man, because man, doing happy hours like that isn't revolutionary, right?
No.
But you said something there that was the key differentiator, and that was consistently, right? And that's the biggest challenge I think a lot of loan officers have, is they'll do it one time and they all of a sudden don't get flooded with deals and they say, oh, that strategy doesn't work anymore, right? Well, that's not true. You did it once and it didn't work. Doesn't mean the strategy doesn't work. You have to do it day in and day out. Kenneth Travis, one of our fellow founders, you know, has a great saying, the loan officer with the most friends makes the most money. Yeah. And it's so true. And you nailed it. You're like, listen, everybody has to know my name. Yeah. So kudos to you, man, for not only A, getting out of maybe your comfort zone, as I know a lot of loan officers much prefer to be behind the desk than out doing happy hours. So good for you. And secondly, for just the wherewithal to do it consistently. I mean, anything we do that's a money making business or a money making activity that we do consistently is going to have a profound impact on our deal. I mean, you're a great example of that. This is great encouragement to loan officers out there that are listening to this right now, who have been in the business for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, and they're still struggling along at 5 to 6 loans a month. Right. Yeah. Because they go, well, I don't know what's going on in the market or this or market that, you know, and I would say, man, talk to Ravi, because what he did is got off his butt and went out there and did it. And he went out there and met people and did the things that had to do and did them consistently. And it wasn't fun. And to your point, you have that W-2 up as a great reminder of why we get up every day and go to work. Right. Is to stay in front of it. So I love that, man. Kudos to you for being such a leader in our group and the loan officers.
Well, and you know what, guys? Like, there might be a need in your community for some human connection right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It might have been starved over the last couple of years. Like, this strategy is pretty darn easy to implement.
Yeah.
And what a fantastic way to be able to yank people out, give them an excuse to go do something. You know, I mean, a lot of people are turning some hermits over the last couple of years. They're not talking to as many people, and such an easy way to have some awesome social engagement.
Yeah.
You know, Robbie, you mentioned the people who were around in 2008, 9, and 10, and Kellen was hard at work then, but not in the mortgage business. And you know, January 2nd, as I like to say, January 2nd of 2002 was my first day in the business. So I just had my 20-year anniversary, and I remember those times incredibly well. And it was actually when 2009 is when I switched companies to where I work now. And the main reason, there's a lot of reasons, but my company was amazing at 203K loans. And I was brokering my loans at that time through Taylor Beat and Whitaker. And I was watching the news one morning about the feds raiding their building. And it was like,
Crap.
Is my loan going to close in 3 days? It didn't, by the way. And I carved a huge niche out in construction financing and renovation financing. It was the perfect program and the perfect place at the perfect time with the amount of foreclosures and everything that were hitting the market. And I remember in 2000, and then, you know, rates started to drop here in St. Louis before all of the refi programs got rolled out. People still had enough equity in their houses to refinance. And I remember those conversations. I'm like, my friends being like, man, dude, how bad is it? I'm like, well, it could be better. I mean, I'm making more money than I ever have in my life to that time, but it could be better. And for every one of you listening right now, that can be you. That can be you right now in 2022 and in 2023 by the activities that you do today. So
I think showing in our line of work is like showing up every day and just consistently doing it, right? And it might turn into something, it might not, but you know, you have to keep on grinding. Because there's lenders that I hear like, oh, I'm not getting phone calls. So guess what they're doing? They're watching Netflix series right now at home, right? And I was just like, no, that's not the way you run a business. I got people that depend on me. I got a whole team now. I got 3 people on my front end that helps me with files, tracking leads and all that good stuff. So obviously these people are depending on me, right? To show up every day. And, you know, as a leader, the one thing about being a leader, especially on having a team is, hey, I can do everything that you do. So that way, if something happens, you can't say, hey, well, why are you making me do this, right? So always kind of like step front and be able to do the work, know what you're doing. And at the same time, just, you know, have a purposeful day at this point. Like wake up and say, hey, there's a purpose behind today, right? So,
hey, Robbie, real quick, give us a breakdown of just your team and just kind of the folks that support you. I mean, obviously you said, hey, I generate all this business on my own. But I was tongue in cheek a little bit earlier when I was saying you're not a one man band. I knew
there
had to be more people behind you to close that much volume and to look as refreshed and young as you do.
So
give us just an idea of like who supports you on your team and kind of their roles. I think people listening will be interested in that.
Yeah. So I got Tony, who's my sales associate. He's on my front end. So whenever a file comes in, he's the one that kind of reviews the credit, the income, assets, starts asking for documents, sends out the email, lets the agents know, hey, we had this person apply. Thank you for the referral, so on and so on, right? Sydney, who's my business development coordinator, I actually just hired her back in August of 2021, which was not that long ago, actually. But she comes in and we're using Trilio, I believe is what it's called. So she's tracking every little lead that comes in, if they're pre-approved or we're waiting on docs, and she sends out reminders every morning, like, hey, this is what the agenda is for today, right? And she helps me with events, marketing, social media marketing. She's super consistent with my social media marketing. So like every Friday morning, every closing that we have that entire week, we put on there the picture of the house and how many days it took to clear or close, right? Because we're huge on that 21 days. So like 7 days clear or close, 6 days clear or close. Like we're trying to push it out there that, hey, we are efficient and we are quick to get it done at this point. And we also do like listing, like a new listings coming up. That's Friday afternoon. So everything's consistent with my social media marketing. That's all because of her. And then I just hired my AVP is what Guarantee Rate calls it, but basically another licensed loan officer on my team in December. He's been in the business for maybe 8 or 9 months, trying to get him on the next level plan at this point, because he really needs it. He needs it in a sense that some structure and things like that. But I think he's about to close $1.5 million this month just from his referral partners and clients that he's had, right? So it's very systematic based on the front end. And then I got two processors on the back end, one that handles files up front, sending out disclosures, submitting to underwriting, and then a processor that just basically pushes it out. So there's no one processor loving files at the beginning of the month and then at the end of the month just saying, hey, stop giving me new files, right? It's a constant flow of just 365 at this point. So
that's awesome.
Hey, Robin, you mentioned courage, and there's a devotional book that a whole bunch of us in Next Level read every day. It's one page. It's really short. It's perfect. It's got loan officer attention span in it. But today's theme for April 13th, the day we happen to be recording this, was falling short. And there's four sentences I want to read in here, because you talked about courage, and you exemplify every positive one of these. And the first one said, courage and cowardice are both contagious. Without courage, it doesn't matter how good your intentions are. Without courage, we're slaves to our own insecurities and possessiveness. And a leader without courage will never let go of the familiar. And man, everything that you were just talking about of showing up every day, not succumbing to that Netflix binge because you got this time on your hand, the things that you do today. And that's why you are going to be so successful with the market share that you're talking about gaining this year, and that you will, because you have that courage, man. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's weird. It's almost I read this every day. And then I have an instance almost every single day where I run into somebody
and I'm like, and it just clicked.
That describes you.
Yeah. That's awesome, Sean.
Well, Robbie, listen, I can't, like I said at the beginning, man, thank you enough for not only being just an amazing part of our Next Level community, but just a great example of success in the loan officer world as a whole. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of loan officers out there that are always looking for, you know, a way to get an edge, or how do I be successful at this? And maybe they're a little bit, you know, struggling, or they're a little lost in themselves, or maybe they're lacking a little bit of that courage to go out and do the next thing. So, yep. Kudos to you. Thank you so much. You're just doing this and talking to them. If it encourages somebody to get up off the Netflix binge, get back to work, go host that happy hour, go make a difference in their lives, it's all worth it. Yeah. And listen, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're a loan officer listening right now and you need a little push, you need to get a strategy call in order to move the needle in your business a tiny bit. Maybe you just want to add 10 or 15 loans the next year. Maybe you want to add 5 loans a month. Jump on to our website. You can just go to nlstrategycall.com and get some time booked with one of the coaches. We'll be able to walk you through a plan. There's no strings attached. Just get 30 minutes of time and be able to move the needle in your business. Don't be listening to this podcast again a year from now. That's right. Be like, oh man,
wish I
had
that.
This opportunity. And I listened to Ravi. Man, I'm going to actually look up his numbers.
Yeah.
Man, he closed 90 million last year. How come I didn't move the needle and double or increase my business 50%? So please take the opportunity, take the time and do that. And we look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Yeah, I've been part of Next Level for like 5 months, but the community is the most important thing, right? There's no reinventing the wheel, but just having access to great people like you guys and just everybody else and just getting bits and pieces of just what everyone else is doing. There's no one way to be successful, right? Next Level has definitely put us, you guys have helped a lot in the last 4 months with us getting structured. So,
Hey, Robbie, if somebody's in the North Kentucky area and wants to connect, or they're just a lost Georgia soul who is looking for a friend, man, how do they do that with you?
Just give me a call on my cell. My cell's attached to my hand. So just give me a call on my cell phone or reach out to me via Facebook. I'm pretty flexible and I'm eager to help other people, because the one thing that happened from 2008, like you guys know, right, our reputation as professionals was at a very low standpoint. And I don't want that to ever happen. Not for just myself, or just but in general for anybody at this point. So.
Awesome. I know there's a few recruiters that listen to the call here, so we're not going to ask that you give your cell phone out to the thousands of people who are listening to this. But guys, jump on Facebook and go find Ravi Patel and ask him whatever you need to ask him there.
There you go. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll catch you all on the next Next Level Loan Officers podcast. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye, y'all.